Tomorrow will be exactly a year when the country witnessed the devastating twin disaster of flood and fire at the Kwame Nkrumah Circle, which claimed over 150 lives. On that day, what started as a normal rainy evening resulted in the Odor River overflowing its banks and flooding the Nkrumah Circle and adjoining communities and the Goil filling station, which caught fire. The calamity threw the country into a state of mourning and loss. Well-meaning individuals, organizations and state institutions rose up to the occasion by donating in kind and cash to bring relief to the distressed and afflicted. Radio Ghana takes us through memory lane and the stories of some victims on how they are coping with life.
While the fire was burning, I was around the airport when I heard in the news of the incident. So I went back to the grounds, I got down, walked closer to the fire. So I saw the people lying down while the fire was burning them. And in fact, I felt it.
Although he was not a victim, he had to work throughout the night to make sure that he saved as many people as possible from the disaster. The Greater Accra Regional Minister was one of the few eyewitnesses who saw at first sight the fire and the many charred bodies of the inferno.
With what happened? In fact, I've been thinking about it, that if it should be me, what would have done? Because it's like a point of no return. It happened all of a sudden. So people could not even run away from the fire outbreak, and they ended up perishing.
Many lost their lives, but some by special grace survived. One Mr. Lee, a taxi driver, was one of them.
That didn't get it. Sir, na me shi daddy no, na me bomb person makuma, enti nanka mi no, na me bomb person.
As for that day, when I recount the way I was burning, I was just praying that I should just die. Even after that day, when I remember the number of people who died, I'm just grateful to God that I am alive.
I suna no ye de ni, I just think be free makọ. Yeye ye enti ni san ko she dem wo.
However, life has not been the same.
I wish I am dead because my face and my whole body has changed. My children cannot even make me out. I used to be a driver before the incident happened. Since I was discharged from hospital, I have not been working.
Nanaya, a phone seller in the area, also shared his experience.
Everybody knows that we suffered.
So how did you pick up your business again? Where did you get the money to get by?
It's not easy. Even the good that I'm having now is not mine. Somebody gave it to me. So if I sell, then I pay him back. There was a certain girl who used to sell chocolate. She's my sister. She died with a kid. You know, it seems like if I get her, I can't even cry now.
Mr. Lee is one of the victims who fortunately received 10,000 CDs to support their lives. The money is part of what government promised to give each victim. Currently, the AMA has given envelopes to about 90 of the victims.
We are only expressing our support, our sympathy, that we present this amount of money to the representatives of the families whose dear ones lost their lives. Whilst you have come to represent these families, that these monies will go to the family so that it will not create any confusion, divisions, and fighting. Please.
The wife of one of the attendants at the Goil filling station, who wants to remain anonymous, was at the office of the AMA in the company of the late husband's brother-in-law to receive the financial package. Initially, she refused to open up for fear of the brother-in-law. But after several attempts, she disclosed to Radio Ghana that her husband's family, after allegedly receiving the initial financial support from Goil, refused to give her part of the money. They neglected her and the two children, but only got in touch with her to receive the second tranche from government. She fears that she may not receive anything from this amount too.
I was 2 months pregnant.
Were you able to receive any support from the man's family?
I didn't receive anything from the family. And now that the support that they give to me, they say that they go to call the family members and they sit and plan what they will do, and that they will give me my share. The funeral, the girl people have given 100 million to start for the funeral. When we finish, we send the girl to Walga. But me, they didn't give me anything. They're not giving me any money.
Have you complained to them?
No, I will not complain to them. How can I complain?
Maybe this is only an isolated case. But what about the many others out there who have not yet spoken about such ordeals they are going through?